Joining me on the line is Carol Christensen. She's the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth, and she joins us Tuesdays to talk about the weather and analyze what we've recently had and what we will have in the near future. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
So we got dumped on here along the shore Sunday and Monday. What kind of moisture content did that snow have? It was really heavy.
It was a really heavy, wet snow, which is fairly typical for these spring snows. Our water content up in Grand Portage, we had an official 9/10 of an inch of precipitation. That means water with 4 inches of snow. So that's a lot of water in that snow, and those of you who had to shovel it realized that pretty quickly.
I'm not shoveling anymore. I'm just letting it melt, which it did. Went really down pretty fast. Can we expect more of that? And what kind of an effect does that kind of quick melt have on, like, the flooding that people are worried about?
Well, actually, we have been really lucky this spring as far as the melting goes, because although it's been pretty warm during the day, it's been well below freezing overnight, which really regulates the snow melt. So we've been really lucky with a very slow melt, actually, this year. But we still are keeping an eye on the snowpack, which is going down very quickly. And what's really going to make a difference as far as spring flooding goes is the amount of rain we get in the next few weeks.
Are we expecting any of that?
Well, yeah, we are looking at a couple of really good systems coming up from the Central Plains, one coming in on later this week, about Friday, and then one coming in late this weekend, early next week, that could have a lot of rain with it. That far out, we're not pinpointing any particular region yet. Somewhere in the upper Great Lakes region, that's about as best we can do right now.
So not necessarily us here on the North Shore.
Not necessarily.
So what, if there is such a thing this time of year, and you and I have talked about this in the past, that it's kind of a roller coaster, but is this kind of common weather for this kind of year, this time of year?
Very typical. In fact, this is the time of year where us Northlanders think that moving south might be a good idea. We're in the kind of iffy season, rain, snow, lots of mud. So this is very typical, very, very typical.
So aside from the possibility of getting a lot of rain, do we have anything more precise that you could say about the weather between now and next week sometime?
About the most precise I can go is that our temperatures are going to remain in the 40s. We don't see any huge warm-up at all. And just that chances of precipitation later in the week.
And temperatures in the 40s, that means it's probably lower than that at night.
Right. High temperatures during the day in the 40s. Low temperatures typically in the 20s this time of year, and that's about what we're going to see. So not a real big change in this spring pattern.
Well, it's probably good for those people that are in the maple syrup business because the freeze-thaw thing.
That's what I hear.
So, but tell me before I let you go, Carol, I thought that April showers brought May flowers.
Oh, well, see, now up here we have to just go push it forward a month. So what is it? May showers bring our June flowers.
Okay. Well, yep. We'll hold you to that. We've been talking with Carol Christensen, Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.